This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. That brutal weather that's been hammering the central U.S. isn't over. Tornadoes in Oklahoma and large hail in Kansas. At least one person died in Oklahoma. The Storm Prediction Center's Roger Edwards.
Parts of Osage and Washington counties in Oklahoma may have gotten hit fairly hard. Barnstall, in particular, is a town southwest of Bartlesville that got hit.
What's ahead?
Kansas and western Missouri are in the clear, but eastern Oklahoma, southern Oklahoma, and I'd say central and eastern Missouri still have a threat for severe wind, tornadoes, and hail.
Forecaster Roger Edwards with the Storm Prediction Center. The Israelis are moving in on Gaza's Rafah border crossing. The AP's Karen Shamas with the latest.
Footage from Israel's military showed one of their tank brigades entering the Palestinian side of the Rafah crossing. Israel has moved forward with an offensive in the southern Gaza city, even as ceasefire negotiations with Hamas remain fragile. The development came after Hamas said it accepted an Egyptian-Qatari-mediated ceasefire proposal. Israel, however, insisted the deal did not meet its core demands. Meanwhile, Israel's military also carried out a flurry of strikes and bombardment across Rafah overnight, killing over 20 Palestinians, many of them women and children. I'm Karen Shamas.
Six people known dead, 37 missing, some people known to be buried alive under the mangled wreckage of an apartment building in South Africa. One man called his wife from underneath the rubble of the building, which was under construction when it collapsed. Dozens of the missing are construction workers. An American in Moscow has been sentenced to 10 days in jail, accused of breaking into a children's library while drunk. Donald Trump's hush money trial resumes this morning. This is AP News. The latest now on former President Trump's hush money trial.
Donald Trump got a stern warning from the judge in his hush money trial Monday that additional violations of a limited gag order could result in jail time. The $1,000 fine marks his second violation since the trial began, his first $9,000. Still after court, the former president saying this about the prospect of jail.
Frankly, you know what? Our Constitution is much more important than jail. It's not even close. I'll do that sacrifice any day.
Meanwhile, in court, jurors heard a former Trump Organization controller explain reimbursements prosecutors say were meant to hide stories of extramarital sex, but logged as legal fees. Trump denies it all. Julie Walker, New York.
82-year-old Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont says yes, he will run for re-election this year. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.